أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today in our discussion, as we look at short traditions from the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, and the noble Ahlul Bayt, may God's peace and blessings be upon them, we come to a tradition from the noble Messenger of God. And we see that in all of the traditions that we have from him, he is not only concerned with our welfare in the world to come, but also in this world, in the temporal world that we live in. And for the tradition for today, the Messenger of Allah mentions this: I do not fear poverty striking my community, but rather I fear bad planning on their part, on the part of the community. This very short but yet very powerful and thought-provoking tradition is something that each and every individual Muslim has to think about. And obviously more so those individuals who are at the helm of leadership of our communities, of our religious centers, our mosques, the masajid, the Husayniyas, those who run and administer to our organizations, whether they be at a national level, an international organization, whatever the case may be. As the Messenger of God has shown us in this tradition that he doesn't fear poverty, and rightfully so. If you look at the Muslim world today, we are 1.8 billion Muslims, those who follow the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. If we take a modest estimate of maybe 15 to 20%, we see that we make up a large segment of the Muslim community. And yes, it is true, we have financial difficulties everywhere around the world. Not everybody is financially well off. But as the Messenger of God has shown us that he doesn't fear poverty, meaning that we as a community have resources, we have the financial means, we have the ability to take care of ourselves, our families, our communities, and to go forward and even help others who are in need. And that obviously is done through both the obligatory charities, such as the zakat, as the khums, and also the recommended forms of charity. But the thing which he fears most for his community is bad planning. And this is one of the things that we as community need to think about, and we need to ensure that we are always in a state of planning for the future. Long gone are the times when we could do things haphazardly, when we can only think about what will be for dinner at the mosque next week, who would be our speaker, what time will we start our program. These things obviously need to be taken care of, but they are secondary when we look at the overall plan and the big picture of the world around us today. And therefore, as believers, we need to look at the statement of the Messenger of God and ensure that we are planning our communities for 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line. We need to ensure that we gather the demographic numbers. We need to look at all the statistics and the facts and the figures, and then plan accordingly, lest we fall into this pitfall of being of those who do not plan appropriately and therefore have actually planned to fail themselves, and again, more importantly, the community to which they belong and probably to which they also administer to. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.